question. How do Brahmavadis conceive the form of the Lord? What do they think it to be? Do they accept the form? And if they accept, what do they think? What is their understanding of the form? Answer: the Brahmavadis may be aware of the form of the Lord, but they are not attracted to that form. They are attracted to the impersonal Brahman. And they stay attracted to the impersonal Brahman till they are fortunate enough to either directly interact with the Lord or to interact with his devotees. So the example of Brahmavadis are Shukadeva Goswami and the Kumaras. There can be other examples also. But in case of Shukadeva Goswami, when he heard the glories of the Lord, then he was attracted and he rose from the impersonal level to the personal level. And similarly, the Kumaras, when they smell the fragrance from the tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of the Lord, Kinjal Kamishra Tulsi Makarandavayu. So, Sangshobham Aksharjusham Apichitta Tanvo. Then they also became agitated from their impersonal conceptions and they became elevated to the personal understanding. So, the Brahmavadis, they, because of their focus on the impersonal Brahman, they dwell more on that and they are attracted more to that. They may be aware of the Brahman aspect, of the personal aspect, but they don't offend it and they are not attracted to it either. It's just something which is in the background of their awareness, and their focus is primarily on the quest for the impersonal absolute. But when they realize through the grace of the Lord and his devotees the supreme attractiveness of the personal absolute, then they can become attracted to the personal form of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.